Good evening and welcome to another edition of Agar Meditation. This is a pre-recorded audio. Today's topic is staying spiritually vibrant. We have multitudes of information that is accessible to us, that is flowing freely to us and through us, where we are forwarding these messages and sharing with the different groups that we have created, whether on WhatsApp or email or other kinds of messaging systems. But what is important for us to notice or to take notice of is that all of the information that we are seeing is necessarily a reflection of where we are existing. It is a reflection of the vibrational frequency where we have chosen to live through. And this choice is entirely up to us as to where we want to exist. This is true. The vibrational frequency that we choose is what helps us choose our life partner, is what helps us choose every single moment of our lives. The moment you shift your vibration, your experience will shift. Your experience will change. I can vouch for this statement. Let me give you an example. There was a time when our family was going to holiday, and for some apparent reason, I was angry. And when I developed this anger, it was quite uncomfortable, and we were actually heading out to a one-day picnic. So I told my wife, let's get out and let's buy breakfast on the way. So we stopped at a particular eatery and I ordered two masala dosas. He gave me the coupon, but what transpired after that was quite funny actually. Funny today, but on that day it seemed actually quite surprising. So I had the coupon and I had to collect the dosa. So this person looked at me and he told me that the gas was over. It's the eatery and the cooking gas was over. So I had time waiting for things to fall in place for me to get the dosa, at which moment I reflected upon myself and realized that I was carrying this anger in me. And immediately I just stood up straight, I took a deep breath and just dropped the anger as if I dropped a robe. And no sooner had I dropped the anger, this waiter looked at me in the eye and he asked me, what's your order? And I told him, two masala dosas. And amongst all the people who are waiting, I was the first person to get the masala dosa. So this is just to exemplify that when you shift your vibration, your experience shifts for you. And there is no one excluded from this magical maya, this illusion that everything that we see around us is nothing and nothing but our own reflection. So spirituality is not some different plane of existence that we live in. The vibration that we live in, the diseases, the suffering, the leg pain, the headache, the heaviness, the heat, the sweating, the tiredness, the frizzled mind, the irritation from the sound that's emanating from someone drilling the wall, the constant honking of vehicles. Everything literally just amounts to a reflection. When you are happy, the same sounds don't bother you. When you're upset, even a lower tendency, a lower tone of the same sound is irritating. Take, for example, migraine. We have people talking to us and we respond to people. Sometimes we ignore them. But when you have a migraine, even someone calling out your name is so irritating. You just don't want to listen to anyone. Every small sound kind of amplifies your headache, amplifies the discomfort. Why is it so? If you didn't know, migraine is an outcrop of your own reflection of the anger that you are carrying within you. This is true. When you are happy, it's just the same reflection. You see happiness all around. You see beautiful things. Do you realize that when you are happy, you actually like to give, you like to share? And when you are sad, you feel that you want. You want people to leave you alone. You want to take revenge. You want someone to apologize to you. There are so many wants that occur when you are not happy. But when you are happy, you wish or you want to give. You still want, but the vibration is positive. But the wanting is not for yourself. The wanting is for others. You want to give. You want to share. You want someone to listen to your joke so that they can laugh with you. So everything depends essentially on vibration. So how can we stay spiritually vibrant in this society where we apparently seem to see a lot of chaos, a lot of trouble, a lot of injustice around us? This is what we will discover today. Welcome to Agar Meditations. So now first let us start with the regular practice of the maypole. This helps us ground ourselves for those who are new and who are unfamiliar with the practices. I just would like to tell you that on Saturdays we have online live meditations. Today we are having a recorded meditation is because I'm flying back from Kolkata to Bangalore. I'm on the flight right now and I wouldn't be able to connect to conduct the live meditation, which is why today is a pre-recorded meditation. However, listen to it. I have recorded this as if I'm here with you right now. So please go through it. It has all the energy of the divine consciousness from where all these directions and guidance is coming from. So if you are new to this practice, let me give you some guidelines. I would want you to sit straight with your lower back, your sit bones pulled backwards, your mid-back pushed forward, and your upper back pulled backwards like a bow. I would want you to maintain this position of a straight and firm spine, but not a stiff spine. This is required for consciousness to flow through you without encountering any obstructions in between. This is a perfect posture for you to get all the energy that you need. So let us practice. So if you're sitting on a chair, keep your legs one beside the other. Do not cross your legs. And if you're sitting on the ground, make sure you do not have a backrest. Do not lean on the backrest of the chair. Sit straight. You can have your hands either on your knees or as small cups or in any mudra that you feel that you would want to practice. Let us begin. Think, imagine, visualize or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. The circle is on the ground. If you feel there is some mental disturbance, you can just imagine pulling up the circle to form a cylinder that protects you from all the external noise. In front of you, imagine, think, visualize, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. You can replace the sphere with any name and form of God that you worship, or just imagine the sun. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this pole. Hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you, and walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through its ribbon relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any anxiety, restlessness, any urgency, any boredom, any tiredness, any fatigue, anything that you wish to release. Breathe in this relaxing energy and breathe out everything that you wish to release. Continue to breathe in this relaxing energy until your breath begins to slow down naturally. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress that you may carry in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Again, breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any emotional pain such as anger, hurt feelings, any feeling of being cheated, being let down, any feeling of unhappiness, of separation, anything that is heavy, just pinning you down. Release all of it. Breathe in this healing energy. And free yourself from all of these pains little by little. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative judgments, negative perceptions. Anything that you believe is disturbing your ability to think clearly, to just be quiet. Anything that stops you, just release it. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, fatigue, or even a sense of weakness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Remember, at any point in life, there are only two ways of living. Either you've been careless or you've been conscious, willful, and deliberate. There are no mistakes, there are no wrongdoings. So please accept yourself the way you are. Do not judge yourself, do not beat yourself up, do not feel guilty. Just accept every action as something that you either were careless about or you did it wantonly, believing that it would take you to happiness. So accept yourself the way you are. The higher consciousness accepts you the way you are, without judging you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send this divine love to you. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, any sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you think you wish to release. While you are still holding on to the ribbon, ask your higher consciousness to raise your core vibration to the source vibration. Ask your higher consciousness to raise the core vibration to the source vibration. As if you were belling the higher consciousness to lift you up, just pull the ribbon once or twice for the higher consciousness to lift you up. Observe a surge of energy pass through you. Enjoy the moment. Now as you breathe in the divine love from the higher consciousness, breathe it in. Share it with all of creation, starting with your friends, relatives, acquaintances, your family members. Direct it to all of them and slowly expand your circle of influence, directing to people whom you know, you've seen, but haven't met in your locality. People whom you remember seeing, who no longer seem to exist. Groups of people in hospitals, asylums, prisons, whomever you know is in prison, send this love to them. Send it to all those people who are lonely, suffering, and desperately need some love, some compassion, some care. Send it to all of them. Send it to these people and watch the shift in their emotions. If you are not able to see the shift in their emotions, if you are only seeing grim faces, serious faces, sad faces, tired faces, you just need to send this love to them even more. Remember everything that you are seeing with your physical eyes and inside of you with your eyes closed is only a reflection. You alone can bring a change to the world that you are living in. Come back to conscious awareness. Open your eyes when you're ready. Staying spiritually vibrant. When we wake up in the morning, we usually wake up because we need to send our children to school, we need to get to work, we need to prepare breakfast for those who are going to work, we are hardly waking up to ourselves. So being spiritually vibrant begins with waking up for you. I must wake up for me because it's morning. I must wake up because I want to meditate. I must wake up because I want to start the day beautifully. I want to wake up because I decided to. It's got nothing to do with any activity. It's got nothing to do with anyone. It's just got to do with your existence. Start your day by waking up for yourself. If you think that you wake up at 5:30 and you get busy, wake up a little early. You believe it's tough, but it just takes 3 days for you to get used to it, and after that it becomes easy. Last night I slept at about 12, and I was able to still wake up pretty early in the morning. It's only because I decided to wake up for myself. The practices that I do are necessary, important for me, because they put me in a particular place of awareness, a place in life where I choose to reflect only certain kinds of vibrations. The rest, I just let it be, I let it pass. So you decide how you want to live. When you are showering, sprinkle some water on your face so you can come to the awareness that you are about to shower. Bring yourself to this attention that you are going to shower. It's a sacred activity of energizing every cell in the body. You are now going to give them all a breath of fresh air, a breath of freshness. So make sure that you are alive to the experience. And when you are about to have breakfast, take your time to calm yourself down. You are going to now give nourishment to this temple that houses you, the divine self. So make sure that you are present to this activity. It does not take away time from you. It just takes a moment of awareness for you to settle and to be actively participating in that activity that you are engaging yourself in. This is how you shift your vibration, and make sure you're not going to use a gadget. Don't use your mobile phone while you're having your breakfast. Don't use any other gadget, no television specifically. All of these shift your vibration. Even when you're talking while having breakfast, it shifts your vibration because your mind is working. There are different kinds of thoughts which are propelling and producing different kinds of vibrations. All of these independently and collectively transform, shift your vibration. It's important for you to be alive in the moment. This is what is meant by being spiritually vibrant. There is nothing else. It is just being alive in the moment. Many of us feel tired. Many of us feel fatigued. We feel sad. We feel so monotonous. We feel so bored with the day. Why don't you just try bringing yourself to this moment? But when you are tired, the mind will tell you nothing will work. Don't believe the mind. Just do it. Bring yourself out of this. Let me give you an example. Many years ago, there was this lady who came to me for a consultation. She told me that she wakes up at 11 in the morning. So I asked her, for what? Why so late? And she said, I take antidepressants. My mother and father both take antidepressants. We're just a family of three. And all of us are unable to wake up early in the morning. I want help. So I told her, for the next 4 days, I want you to text me at 7 a.m. that you have showered and you're fresh for the day. I don't care whether you stand under the shower with your clothes on, clothes off, whether you're brushed or not, but 7 o'clock you should have completed your shower. So promptly, 4 days, I received message between 7 and 7:15 that this lady had bathed. She messaged, "I've showered." Because I told her that she needs to let me know for 4 days for having showered, the messages came only for 4 days. The fifth day, she was back to 11 o'clock. You see, we are all willing to do things for others, but we are not willing to do the same thing for us. Spiritual vibrance is to be here for yourself, not for someone else. No one else cares about you. No one else cares about your existence. But that's not disheartening, because you are here to care about yourself. So why is it that you don't matter to you? Why is it that others must take notice of you? Why can't you take notice of your own self? Why can't life be beautiful for you? Why can't life be happening for you? It does not have to be like a television, all the time somebody talking. It doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be mental chatter either. It can be quiet. It can be vibrant. It can be alive. Sometimes the best moments are spent in silence. But you have to know that being silent can be extremely vibrant. Sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you just want that moment of quietude where you want to sit all by yourself looking outside the window with your cup of tea. You just want to hold the cup of tea with no urgency to drink it, no thought. It's just you and yourself. How many of you really wish for such a morning? But you're not able to have this morning because you have to rush to prepare breakfast. So if you want that morning, don't have it later in the day. Because later in the day, it's a lot warmer, a lot brighter, not so quiet on the external world, so much more noise, so much more clutter, so much more of everything. So consider waking up earlier and having the time with yourself. See the shift that it brings to how you prepare your breakfast, how you prepare breakfast for your family. See the amount of energy, the amount of love, the amount of joy, the amount of activeness that you experience while you are preparing others to leave. Spiritual vibrance is all about you. There's nothing else apart from this. Now, we'll do a small meditation, a small practice. We call these meditations, but these are actually kriyas, which means the practices that shift our vibration. So let us do the small practice to shift our vibration. Sometimes listening to too much of anything is kind of bore. So let's do this practice where you will experience shifting away from something that you don't want. So now sit straight, close your eyes. Don't try to have a blank mind, just close your eyes. Allow everything to just be, whatever your thoughts are, whatever feelings that you're carrying right now, let it all be, just the way it is. Now remember the golden circle and remember the ribbon that is right in front of you. So extend your hand and hold on to the ribbon and just pull this ribbon. What happened to the thoughts? Did your mind go silent, at least for a moment? Did silence is something that you have in you at all times. So when you shifted your plane of awareness, it didn't happen somewhere else. The planes of awareness are all available within you to shift. You decide how, where you want to exist. It's entirely up to you. And nobody will ever know what's your state of vibration. Nobody needs to know the state of vibration that you are in. You just need to be in a space which is alive, which is loaded with love, with joy, with bliss, with happiness, so that you can serve, so that you can help, so that you can pray for others' well-being. As I told you, when you are happy, you share. It is important for you to share your prayers. For all those people who are suffering, just have a prayer. I recently shared a video where I showed a floating hourglass. So imagine that. Imagine the floating hourglass on top of someone, or a group of people, or a community, or a country, and ask the higher consciousness to provide to them everything that it knows is required for them. If it's hunger, for their hunger to be satiated. If it's water, for them to have ample water to quench their thirst. If it is health, for them to receive all the nutrition and nourishment that they need to remain healthy. Whatever they need, whatever these groups of people need, ask the higher consciousness to provide it for them. And how the higher consciousness does it is none of your concern. It'll happen because you prayed. The higher consciousness trusts you. The higher consciousness believes in you because you are a reflection of the higher consciousness. Just the way you are reflecting all the pain and suffering. So connect to the higher consciousness every day, at least once, and get into a regular practice of meditation, getting into that silence, getting into that happiness, getting into that bliss, getting into the zone, the happening zone, where you pray for everyone, for all their welfare, for all their well-being. So before we end this meditation, I want to ask you, if you have any questions, you can leave it in the WhatsApp chat. If you wish, you can leave a private chat with me so that when I land and when my data is on, I can reply to your messages. What is important is all the pain, suffering, the relationships that happened are all essentially the outcomes of your own reflections. Like I told you, nothing is right, wrong, good, bad. There is a decision that has happened and you have landed yourself in a particular situation. Now, because you have landed in this situation, do not have to curse that I should have been in my awareness, or else I wouldn't have landed in this kind of a marriage. I should have been in my awareness so that I could have bought a better house. Don't have to think about all that. Today, right now, you have the opportunity to shift your vibration from where you are to where you can be. It's not the external environment that needs to change. It's the internal environment that needs to shift. When the internal environment shifts, the same external environment can become beautiful. All right, so there is a difference between everything beautiful being beautiful and everything being attractive. So let us focus on making everything beautiful. It may not be as attractive as you want it to be, but that is desire. We will discuss that another day, but today it's about spiritually being spiritually vibrant. So I would want all of you to practice every day so you can make your house a better place, yourself a better person, and you can reflect more positivity. Do you know that consciousness only serves what you feel? Which means that if you feel pain, misery, suffering, consciousness just brings it back, more back to you, so that you can realize what you've been tuning into, and you can shift from there to a plane of bliss, joy, peace, and love. So consciousness is like remarketing, which means that the more of what you relate to, the more of it is what you will see. So if you like where you are and what you're reflecting, please continue. And if you believe that it needs to shift, then please follow this practice. No one else needs to be right. No one else needs to change for you to be happy. You have to change for happiness to happen to you. With this, we end this session. Thank you so much for participating in today's meditation. If you are having any questions, any comments, any feedback, do share it in the WhatsApp chat. You can also write to me privately. Thank you so much. With this, we end this session. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week. And have a blissful, blissful life. Lots of love to you.